This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A convoy from the International Committee of the Red Cross carrying hostages crossed into Israel on Wednesday, who were held by Hamas amidst an agreement to exchange hostages and prisoners between Israel and the U.S.-designated terrorist group. 16 people who were being held hostage in Gaza were handed over to Israeli officials on Wednesday, the second and last day of an extended truce in the Gaza war between Israel and Hamas, the Red Cross and other authorities said. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels tried to reassure allies of continued support for Ukraine as Kyiv prepares for another winter of fighting. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken acknowledged that some have questioned whether the U.S. and other NATO allies should continue to stand with Ukraine almost 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion.
But the answer here today at NATO is clear and it's unwavering. We must and we will continue to support Ukraine.
Blinken sought to reassure allies concerned that some Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Congress are reluctant to keep funding robust military aid for Ukraine. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The U.S. Congress is scrambling because of Republican Party demands to stop the flow of migrants at the Mexico-U.S. border. Republicans are pushing Democrats for an immigration deal in exchange for President Joe Biden's request for nearly $106 billion to fund the wars in Ukraine and Israel and security needs. Immigrant advocates say gutting the programs will only create more chaos. This is VOA News. Militants killed at least 40 civilians during attack in northern Burkina Faso over the weekend, the United Nations Human Rights Office said. The latest reported assault is in an area rife with militant activity. It took place on Sunday in a town where many displaced people have sought refuge. Fighters from an Al-Qaeda-linked group attacked military bases, houses, and a displaced people's camp. The UN Human Rights Office regional spokesperson said in a statement on Tuesday, the attackers killed at least 40 civilians, injured over 42, set fire to 3 shelters for displaced people and 20 shops, the statement said. A U.S. military aircraft went down off the coast of Japan, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
U.S. officials at Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo say they are still confirming details after an Air Force Osprey tiltrotor aircraft crashed in the sea less than a mile off the eastern coast of southern Japan. The number of occupants was revised downward but then restored to 8 at last report. One male crew member recovered from the ocean has been pronounced dead. According to Japanese officials, local news agencies quoted a witness who reported seeing fire coming from the Osprey's left engine and an explosion before it fell. There have been a number of fatal accidents involving Ospreys in the last several years, most recently 3 deaths and at least 5 serious injuries in August during a multinational training exercise in Australia. I'm Jennifer King.
On the campaign trail and in public in general, former U.S. President Donald Trump has been embracing the people convicted of violence at the U.S. Capitol following the election of Joe Biden. But AP correspondent Julie Walker says his attorneys in court are trying to do the opposite.
The former president's attorneys have suggested their strategy in his election interference case in Washington involves distancing him from the horde of U.S. Capitol rioters whom he has embraced on the campaign trail as patriots, vowed to pardon a large portion of them if he wins a second term, and even collaborated on a song with a group of jailed defendants. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team has signaled it will make the case Trump is responsible for the chaos that unfolded and point to the Republicans' continued support of the rioters to help establish his criminal intent. The trial is set to begin March 4th. I'm Julie Walker.
Far-right Dutch leader Geert Wilders suffered a major setback to his goal of forming a governing coalition Wednesday when a key partner ruled itself out, uncomfortable with his extreme views. A week after Wilders sparked a political earthquake in the Netherlands and further afield with a stunning election victory, his task of building a coalition has become even more difficult. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.